and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moiliilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Matsumoto family in memory of Kenso and Kiyoko Matsumoto. Our speaker this morning is the Reverend Kerry Kiyohara of Makawao Honganji Mission. Good morning, Reverend Kiyohara.
Aloha. I'd like to take a few moments this morning to explain the meaning and significance of the gatha Ondokusan, because these words of Shinran speak to us now more than ever. Such is the benevolence of Amida's great compassion that we must strive to return it even to the breaking of our bodies. Such is the benevolence of the masters and true teachers that we must endeavor to repay it even to our bones becoming dust. The wisdom of Shinran Shonin in the Hymns of the Dharma Ages. This is verse 59. You can find this in the Collected Works of Shinran, volume 1, page 412. Musically, there are three arrangements. Shinran wrote this hymn at age 86 in 1258 CE, 764 years ago, and is traditionally sung as one of the Shozo Matsuwasan, which sounds like this. So the version that we know as Ondokusan 1, or the older version, was originally composed by Reverend Yasuo Sawa in Hawaii in 1918, more than 100 years ago, and it sounds like this. So that's just the first line, but to our modern ears, Ondokusan 1 is very solemn and somber. But remember, this was perhaps the first attempt to bring Shinran's words to life through the Western-style music that was popular in the early 20th century. And we can be proud that Ondokusan is the kind made in Hawaii. Now, the story goes that even the Japanese thought that this arrangement was a bit solemn. So Mr. Osamu Shimizu wrote a new arrangement in a major key in 1952, and this is known as the new version of Ondokusan or Ondokusan 2.
Oh,
So that's the version that many of us here in Hawaii know and sing, maybe every Sunday, even if we don't understand the words. So let's look at the words. Such is the benevolence of Amida's great compassion that we must strive to return it, even to the breaking of our bodies. Such is the benevolence of the masters and true teachers that we must endeavor to repay it, even to our bones becoming dust. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. So what are Shinran's words telling us today as we emerge, hopefully, from the restrictions of the COVID-19 public health emergency? When we realize that Amida's great compassion has embraced us because we are only human, just ordinary people, driven by blindly self-centered desires and suffering from egocentric attachments, we must strive to return this compassion, even to the breaking of our bodies. Amida offers a path to enlightenment through the Nembutsu, through birth into the Pure Land, just as we are, precisely because we are flawed, limited, and lost. We are utterly human. Indeed, this is a compassion so great and all-encompassing that our human brain cannot comprehend it fully. This truth, this Dharma, this reality as it is, comes to us from Shakyamuni Buddha more than 2,500 years ago, and then over the centuries through the seven masters of Pure Land tradition to Shinran 800 years ago, and then across the Pacific Ocean to the generations of Honganji ministers and Honganji members, Sangha members, who struggled through the plantation era, the Great Depression, and the Pacific War. Do we, here today, deserve such compassion, such benevolence that reaches out to us? Are we worthy of these teachings? If we're totally honest with ourselves, if we're truly self-aware, the answer must be no. And thus, we must endeavor to repay our debt of gratitude, even to our bones becoming dust. As we all struggle to embrace change that was forced upon us by the public health emergency, we're being given an incredible opportunity to confront our ego self. Do you see yourself raging at the unfairness of the restrictions on our lives? Do you see yourself stubbornly attached to longing for a return to normal, whatever that is? Do you see yourself seeking to blame others, politicians or tourists or bats, for the inconvenience in our lives? How dare they interrupt my life? Illuminated by the unhindered light of wisdom that is Amida Buddha, we see ourselves as foolish ordinary beings, or bombu, just utterly human. This is our ego self. This is our true self. And yet, in the still of early morning or in the darkness of the night, we feel the pain of those who have been infected by COVID-19 and the suffering of their families and friends who couldn't be at their side. We feel the struggles and exhaustion of medical professionals trying desperately to help them. We feel the frustration of essential workers who risk the health of themselves and their families so that we could eat safe food and drink clean water and receive letters and packages in the mail and have our garbage taken away. We can sympathize with the very real fear and anxiety of so many people who've lost jobs and have no income. So this is a glimpse of our true self. The heart of compassion and the mind of non-discrimination, they're already within us. So this realization of how lucky we are inspires us to try to help as best we can, whether it's donating to food banks or sewing masks or simply smiling and saying thank you. We were able to strive to repay our debt of gratitude. Amida Buddha is not just a golden statue in the altar of the temple. Amida Buddha is great compassion reaching out to us every moment of every day of this unrepeatable life, urging us to wake up now. Amida Buddha is the unhindered light of wisdom, illuminating our self-centered foolishness and our inherent potential to help others, even to our bodies being crushed and our bones turning into dust. Amida's compassion is so great that even during these most extraordinary of times, we are being guided to awakening to the reality as it is. We are only human, and that is why we are embraced by the great compassion of Amida Buddha, just as we are. Embraced by great compassion and illuminated by the unhindered light of wisdom, let us strive to do our best to help others. Let us become the source of aloha for our family and friends and neighbors and communities. Let us say Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, in joy and gratitude every moment of each day of this unrepeatable life. Namo Amida Butsu. Mahalo for listening this morning, and may your day be filled with aloha.
Thank you, Reverend Kiyohara, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. I have an announcement. Tomorrow, Sunday, October 2nd, our temple service is canceled. The community is invited to a mini bazaar from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. There will be a rummage sale, food and bake sale, plant sale, and children's activities. Please join us at our temple grounds at 902 University Avenue. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, the Matsumoto family, and our speaker, the Reverend Kerry Kiyohara. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be the Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani of Moiliili Honganji Mission. Namo Amida Butsu.